I guess we can get started. Fahad, are you there? Okay, so Hazem, basically, I think the call is to define the agenda for our Singapore meeting.
Excuse me?
And, hello?
Yeah, I didn't hear you. Please, could you repeat that, please?
Hello, everybody. This is Fahad.
Hey, Fahad.
Hello, Sarmad.
Hey. So this meeting is to define the agenda.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, so basically, one possibility is, so how many days do we have, Fahad, in Singapore?
So we were initially, so it was initially 8 members of the task force. Noha had to drop out, so it's just 7 members now.
Sorry?
Okay, so it was initially 8, now the number is 7 because Noha dropped out.
Yeah, no, I mean, how many days do we
have? 3 days? 6, 7, and 8, I think. Right.
Oh, so okay.
2.5 days or 3 days?
Well, I can remember that you said it was 2.5 days, but I've booked for 3 full days. I've done a booking for 3 full days.
Right. And so we're doing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Let me check the dates, please. Yeah, so it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's correct.
6, 7, and 8.
Yeah, that's correct.
So let me write that down. Friday, 6th February. Saturday, 7:30. And Sunday, 8:30. Okay. Basically, we have what we have is normally 4 slots on each day. What I'm doing is I just took the schedule we had for Istanbul Turkey meeting face to face, and I'm just using that template, I guess. So we have 4 slots on each day, and I guess we want to do 2 slots on last day for now, at least, and we'll see how that goes. And based on that, we make our plan. The topics which we need to cover is we want to review our work so far, and we would probably want to bring everybody on the same. Stage before going forward. So that's one of the things we need to work on. But then, based on once everybody is up to date, then what we do need to do is quickly resolve any missing items. Or open items which we need to address. Two or three different things. We've done the 4-point repertoire, so that is something we want to review. and finalize. We've already finalized it, but we still probably want to review it one more time. We also want to review the variant analysis. And then in addition to that, we want to overview the variant disposition work which we are currently doing. So those are the three things we want to overview, and eventually we will need to do some work on whole level evaluation rules as well, and the overall document which we need to submit, and also the XML document which actually goes with the textual document. So that's sort of the whole thing which we need to review and plan in these 2.5 days. Would you agree to that, Hazam and Fahad? Do you think there is anything else which we need to look at as well in the teaching group, do you think?
I think there should be about to, what would be next. First of all, is the group going to continue working on other things, the universal acceptance and so, or is it that finished now?
So I think it's up to the group. Fahad, what are your response to that?
Yes, yeah, so actually I was, the topic of universal acceptance just crossed my mind. I can recall during the second face-to-face meeting there were 2 days for universal acceptance. I'm not sure how we can proceed on that during Singapore. Of course, I guess the priority for now would really be to probably conclude the LGR work.
Right. So, if you think it is important and you want to address it, we can do 2 days on LGR and half a day on universal acceptance.
Yeah, that should be okay. Or even if you wish, as I stated earlier, I have booked for the meeting for a full 3 days. The complete 3 days. So actually, we will be having the meeting room even on the third day for a full day. So if you think you might want to stretch things a little bit and just say let's have like the evening session as a backup, just in case we are unable, the group is unable to, and then maybe fulfill the agenda. Then yeah, that should be okay.
Okay. So we can do then 2.5 plus half. And
yeah, that could be possible.
Dr. Sarma, this is Ahmed Bakht. Sorry for joining you late. I agree with Fahad on concentrating on our LGR work.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we should do 2.5 days of LGR and maybe half a day on next steps and universal acceptance kind of thing. So is that something which is okay?
Yeah, that sounds good for now.
Yeah.
And plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, plan accordingly. So for as far as the LGR work is concerned, I said that we have. A few topics. We have the code point repertoire, we have the variant analysis, we have variant disposition, the discussion we are having these days on annotatable versus block variants. Then we have whole label evaluation rules, which we haven't started yet, and then the overall versions of it.
Hello.
And the XML document which is being created, you know, it's already been created by Ali Raza and Abdul Salam and Sufyan. So we need to have a look at that document. So if you just count these, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different things you need to do. If you look at the different sessions, we normally have a time for 4 sessions every day, right? So we have a pre-coffee break morning session, then a post-coffee break before lunch session, and post-lunch session, and then a post-coffee break session. And that normally takes us to anywhere between 8:30 in the morning all the way to 6 in the afternoon or something, evening. So I think the first session on the first day could be just introduction, opening remarks by Bahar and Fahad. Fahad, if you want to invite somebody else.
Yeah, okay, Sarmad. So actually, for the opening day, it's going to be—I mean, for the opening ceremony—it's going to be Sally, Sally Kasturtan, and then Bahar Asmat. The both of them will be speaking. If you may allow me to suggest this, first of all, the setup is as follows for the ICANN Singapore face-to-face meeting. It's actually similar to what we had in Singapore last year. Where the coffee break is actually inside the room, and it's a continuous coffee break, so people can just get up and serve themselves with whatever they need. I'd suggest that the first session would be more of a a session summarizing or a debrief session of what the group has been working on probably the past couple of months or probably until the previous meeting in Istanbul, so that everybody's probably on the same page, everybody has the same documents, everybody is aware of what the group is working on, and then maybe starting from the second session, which is after the coffee break, you can probably start putting in agenda items on the various topics that are being addressed these days.
Right. So. In the first session, can we break the first session into, instead of 1.5 hours, we have half an hour for opening remarks and then 1 hour for review of previous work?
Yeah, perfect. That sounds perfect.
Okay, so then Ahmed, how much time do we need to? Do we need any time beyond just review on code point repertoire?
I don't think we need much time. We have already discussed a lot. We will just go through it, and we will shortly discuss this in the group. And we will finalize in the group within maybe 40 minutes or 30 minutes. I think we have already finalized.
Right. So could we then do this, that what we do is we review very quickly code point repertoire, and then we also review the write-up associated with code point repertoire in our submission document. Since we're already talking about code point repertoire, we can actually go and talk about the write-up and different sections of the write-up, what is included, what is excluded, how are we writing this up, discuss all that and wrap it up.
Okay. We can do maybe around... we have a session of 2 hours, so we can briefly discuss.
We know.
Yeah. We can briefly discuss initially for the core points for 20 to 30 minutes, and then we will discuss on the brief. I will prepare with you, so we can discuss whether it will be acceptable by the group or not, so we can submit to LGI.
Right. So what we are doing is then discussing the code point repertoire itself, and then also the text write-up which we are doing for the final submission along with it in two hours before the lunch break.
Okay, that's fine.
And the good thing with that would be that if we get some feedback there, we can use, you know, we can take some homework back and we can update it and then discuss the final version, updated version, maybe on the last day or something.
Okay.
Okay.
Thomas, can I suggest another session, please?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, it just crossed my mind. So, probably, I mean, other groups, other LGI groups, other script groups can probably benefit from the presence of the task force on Arabic script IDNs, and maybe we might want to have a 90-minute slot on the agenda, which we can call maybe an open discussion or an open invitation, so that people from other LGI groups can maybe come in and just share ideas, share thoughts. Maybe they might have questions on how to resolve this issue, how did you resolve that issue, stuff like that. And I mean, you know, why I'm suggesting, one of the reasons I'm suggesting this is that the third day of the meeting in Singapore is actually on a Sunday, and I think that's when, and that's a day actually where most people are actually in Singapore preparing to actually, I mean, Sunday is actually the first day of the ICANN week. So they're just thinking loud here and just giving you the suggestion.
Yes, but I think the third day has to be coordinated well with the ICANN meeting agenda. It could be contradicting sessions in the ICANN meeting, which has to do with IDNs, and we,
okay,
we have to be there too.
Okay, Hazem, I'll just interrupt you there. So Sarmad actually needs a dialogue. So do we have the operator on the call?
I don't know.
No, I'm not asking you. I'm actually asking for the operator to speak out.
Operator, yes, the operator. I just reconnected Sarmad.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, sorry for that.
Okay, so I was suggesting that since the third day of the face-to-face meeting is actually a Sunday, and that's a day, I guess, where most of the people attending the ICANN week will actually be present there, that maybe we might have an open house session where people can come in and just talk to the task force on Arabic script IDNs and maybe ask questions, share experiences. Maybe that could be one item on the agenda.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. So... sure, let's I'll sort of add that to the list. So we do an Arabic Arabic generation panel open house or something.
Yeah, exactly. And it could be one of the last slots right at the bottom, maybe after lunch, maybe.
Okay, sure. We can then circulate that as well once we plan it. So great. Will we have some extra capacity to have more people in the room?
So actually, I think the room could accommodate. It's the same room we had actually last year. It's that small room which can accommodate maybe 15 to 20 people. I guess, I mean, some people can just stand. So yeah.
So far, this is very good idea. I support that. How many people you foresee people would come to that meeting? Because the sitting arrangement are also very important.
I mean, that's the tricky part. I mean, we have the same room we used last year. So I can do is that I can, I mean, depending on the numbers, Let's say we can maybe just ask people who are interested in attending the open house session to just maybe mention that to us, maybe to Sarmad or maybe to me, because I'm assuming we can announcing this to the various lists he works on. And based on the numbers, we can ask for a room that can accommodate everybody.
Okay. So we'll add that towards the end. So the second session, we're at the second session. We said we'd do code point repertoire and a write-up review. For code point repertoire. then post lunch session, I think we should do variant analysis and also variant dispositions, allocatable versus blocked. And then we spend more time on this because this is still not done. So we continue on variant dispositions and also maybe we revisit a write-up on variants and their dispositions to whatever extent we can in the last slot. So first slot is review of current work, the second is code point repertoire and write up review of write up for code point repertoire. So that's the second session. The third session is variant analysis and variant disposition discussion, and then the fourth session is also variant analysis and dispositions in a way continued. Then also review of write-up on variants and their dispositions, get some feedback on that. So that's the first day. Based on the discussions today, I think Ahmed, you were there. Do you think we will be able to address? I don't think we will be able to address variant disposition in the next one or two meetings. So we will probably need to spend some solid time finishing that work up. So is there value and need to maybe have one or two specific sessions on dispositions where we finish up the work which we've started?
You people have already done a lot of work on variant analysis. So I think maybe Inam or Mikan would be able to explain to the group, and we can discuss in 4 hours because we have we are proposing two sessions for this one, first after the lunch and then after the tea. So maybe you can be better judged whether 4 hours are enough or not. Hello?
Probably Sarmad got dropped again.
Okay.
Operator, can you please dial out Sarmad again?
need to reconnect Sarmad.
Yeah, please do. Thank you.
Okay, he's reconnected.
No.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Sorry, my line is just getting dropped every 5 minutes. In case I get dropped out again, I'll call back Fahad instead of you calling me out. I think it's just bad connection. Sorry, please continue. You guys were saying?
Dr. Sarmad, I was saying that you people have done already a lot of work on variant analysis, and Mikal and Inam would be able to explain in each session, maybe Mikal, starting from Mikal in the session after the lunch, and Inam after the coffee break. So 4 hours are enough for this, or do you think we need to more discuss on this topic?
I think we will probably just need 2 whole sessions on variant dispositions themselves. So let's do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to separate variant analysis and a review of write-up on variant analysis, and we'll get that out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll have 2 sessions, one on purely on variant disposition.
On same day?
One will be the last session on the first day, and second will be the first session on the next day. And we will then also review the write-up on variant dispositions with the first session on the next day. So let me then...
Okay. So
Please go ahead.
So there would be 3 sessions for variant analysis, huh?
Yes, one on variant analysis and then 2 on variant disposition.
Okay.
So that's what we have so far. Obviously, we can come back and change it. And then we have... then we have 3 sessions left on the second day. We need to spend some time on whole label evaluation rules. Maybe 1 session on that, or should we do 2 sessions on that? This is something we've not even started doing. So should we then just do 2 sessions on it? Just to make sure that we can have enough discussion? Or should we just do 1 session on it? This is probably not going to be a whole lot of work. We don't want too many whole label evaluations. So, I'm not really sure. Maybe at least 1 session, of course. Let's see. So, let's keep 1 session rather than 2 sessions and see how we are doing. Actually, if we do the write-up in the second session, maybe then we can fill in 2 sessions. I'm not really sure. Do you guys have any feedback, suggestions?
Sounds okay for me.
So, so one possibility is that we do and see how that goes, and then come to the XML document after lunch on the second day, and spend one session on the XML document. And then we still have, I think we do have time, because otherwise we just get done, and not finish our work. So what I'm going to do is suggest that on the second day, the first session is on variant disposition. The second session is on whole label evaluation rules, and we do half the session on whole label evaluation rules, and then half the session on XML documents, patient. And then the last session, we continue on XML documentation and finish that up. So 1.5 sessions on whole level evaluation rules, and 1.5 sessions on an XML document. And this pretty much takes us through the whole work in the first 2 days. And then on the third day, first session, we review the complete document for submission. So based on feedback we get on the first 2 days, we finish this document and then come back and review it and finalize it. And by coffee break, then we are done. And do we need to have a... We don't... I think the integration panel is not going to be in on Sunday. So we can't have a discussion with the integration panel. Would you want to do then next steps in the next session, including universal acceptance, second level LGRs, and then after lunch break we have this open house, and then I guess we are really done, and we have one session left, and we can schedule that in case we run over or something. How is that?
Sounds good to me.
I just want to. We should consider. We should consider the third day that there may be sessions which we can attend at the actual item meeting, like last year. Last year, we, at the first day of the item meeting, there were some other sessions which we attended. So that could be the same in this year.
So, Sarmad, I can answer that. I was actually just looking.
Yes.
Sorry. So, actually, I was just looking at the agenda for last year, and actually, on day one, or let's say on the Sunday of the ICANN week, there were two meetings. One was with the board variant IDN working group, and I can recall that we concluded that, I mean, since the BBWG are aware of what the TFA IDN is doing and that ICANN is supporting their work, that there was no need for a meeting with the BBWG. And then there was the newcomer session, which I guess, none of the TFA IDN members are now newcomers to ICANN meetings. So that is the Sunday, and I don't think there is anything that the TFA IDN can do on Sunday other than just attending the TFA IDN meeting.
Pardon me, everyone. Okay. Sarmad's line dropped again. Did he say he was going to dial back in, or should I dial back out to him?
No, can you please dial back out to him?
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, Sarmad. So what I was saying is that looking at the agenda of the first face-to-face meeting in Singapore, the Sunday of the ICANN week actually just had two sessions. One meeting with the BBWG, and another was just for the group to attend the newcomers session. Now, for the BBWG, I think we are in agreement that ICANN is supporting the work of the TFA IDN, and ICANN recognizes the work of the TFA IDN. And so, I mean, we agreed that there was no need for the group to meet with the BBWG. Now, as for the newcomer session, again, none of the group members are actually newcomers now, so ICANN.
His line has dropped again.
Oh, okay.
I'll dial it back.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Fahd, I agree with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
On Sunday, we will not be attending newcomer session, so we can concentrate only on TFIDM meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we should also focus on universal acceptance on North Bay.
Yeah, actually, that was suggested at the beginning of the call, where we can just devote maybe day, two sessions on day three for universal acceptance.
Okay. And in the North Bay, to work on interaction with ICANN. So we will be discussing the presentation within the group, so we can be presenting in various groups in the ICANN.
Yes,
pardon,
I think.
Pardon me, this is the operator again. I tried reconnecting him, but I'm getting voicemail now, so maybe he's trying to dial in.
Okay, let me try to. I'll just check him over Skype.
There he is. He's just joined in.
Yeah, I just joined in. I'm just calling in. The dialogue just keeps dropping.
Okay. Okay, Sarmad. So,
right.
what I was saying is that the Sunday of the ICANN week during the ICANN Singapore meeting last year had only two sessions. One was with the BBWG, and the other was the newcomers session. For the BBWG, I guess there is no need for the group to meet with the BBWG, since they are aware of the work of the group and that they are, ICANN is supporting the work of the group. And for the newcomer session, again, there is no need for anybody to attend the newcomer session, since I guess most of the folks who attended the previous ICANN meeting attended it, and they are quite accustomed with what ICANN meetings are about.
Yeah. So I actually just sent an email to all of you, which has this draft agenda. So can you please open it and check it quickly, what we have so far?
I guess it's
Do you all have access to? Do you have access to your email?
I'm not.
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I also got it.
Okay. So, can you just take a quick look at it and see if this is okay with the the first session should say review of current status. And you can delete the other stuff out. Sorry about that. So the opening, so we have opening remarks by Sally and Baha. Then we have review of current status. That's all the first session on the first day. Second session is code point repertoire and review of write-up for code point repertoire. The third session on the first day is variant analysis and review of write-up on variant analysis. The last session on the first day is variant disposition, and we continue discussion on variant disposition on the first session and the second day, and then we review the write-up on variant disposition. Then we have a session on whole label evaluation rules, and whole label evaluation rules continues into the third session on the second day, and that is shared with the XML document, which is presented in that session and the next, the last session, on the second day, and then on the last day, first session is on review. We review the complete document for submission, and then we have a discussion on next steps, universal acceptance, second level LGRs, other things we are interested in doing, and then after lunch we have the open house, and then we have an empty slot at the end. So does this look all right?
Yeah, that's good for me.
That's good. But Dr. Sarma, I was discussing while you were disconnected that we should also need to discuss our presentation, which we will be giving to groups of ICANN groups, other ICANN groups. So we should also have some time for that discussion, maybe around half an hour.
So how about doing that in the last session, then after the open house?
Okay.
Or should we do the open house at the end and do this discussion right after next steps? Or we can even do this as the second session on the last day and then do the next steps and then the final open house. How would you want to do that?
Yeah, actually, it can be done in any way, but it depends whether open house session suits to other people who are joining ICANN on that day or not at that time. Maybe Fahd can answer that.
Ahmed, can you just please repeat your question?
Actually, Fahd, I'm saying that the open house session is for those people who are other people from the ICANN group are joining this session. So is this the time suits them, or we can adjust on some other time?
Yeah, well, actually, I suggested the one of the last two sessions after lunch on day three. So yeah, this is where it should fit in. Where I suggested that it fit in.
So can we then do the last session as open house for us? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure, Sharmad. I mean, I just threw it in as a suggestion. Even if you think that there are more important items to discuss, we can just remove it overall. I mean, I'm fine with that.
So then what I'm doing is we have a review of complete document for submission as the first session. Then preparation of presentations as the second session, then next steps as the third session, and open house as the last session.
I think the next steps could be, it's better to be the last session, so maybe we will come up with any other ideas from the open house session. Can you the next step?
So then open house session as the third session, and then next steps as the last session, fourth session.
Yes.
Or maybe we can take presentation to last one, because we will be having ideas from that contributions.
Okay. So I'm actually, the reason I put presentation as number two was because that sort of requires more attention, and then once and more work. So once we go into open house, then I think we'll probably lose the momentum and we'll be more in a discussion mode rather than actually doing the work. So I was wanting that we complete the work before we go into the open house, before we lose the momentum. Because we'll actually need to sit down and prepare material. For the next steps, obviously, it's more of a discussion thing rather than actual working kind of mode. So I would actually suggest that we do the presentation before open house and next step discussions.
So I actually have one quick comment. Sorry, go ahead.
We can still turn it around. That's not an issue. We can do open house as number two, and then preparation of presentations as number three, and then next steps. So if that's more suitable, whichever you guys find, I'm okay with that as well, personally. So, Ahmed, so I think it's probably better to leave open house after lunch. I'm also thinking that if we bring open house as the second item, then people may not have arrived by that time. I actually want trying to keep open house as late as possible because many of the people are coming in on Sunday. So they may not, you know, they will not fly in the morning. They probably fly in to Singapore in the afternoon.
Yeah, I agree.
So my comment actually here is, based on the experience from the face-to-face meeting at Istanbul, so we're actually talking here about 10 hours of meetings every day, and I personally think that the group would just run out of energy on day two with such a long schedule. So I'm with the notion that if we can probably we can just drop the open house idea for now and just try to distribute the work over the course of the 3 days to all the
right.
12 sessions. I mean, this is really dense. I can confirm to you, from my experience in Istanbul, that people will just lose energy after the second coffee break.
So I think that's a good observation. And should we then reduce the first session to 1.5 hours and start at 9 o'clock?
Okay, so what I would suggest really is as follows. So each day we can have 8 hours of meeting. So we have two coffee breaks, each one is 30 minutes, so that's 1 hour. And we have a lunch break, which is another 1 hour. And so it remains 6 hours for four sessions. So each session can actually be 90 minutes. And I can see on day three, we have an empty slot, we have an open house, which we can forget for now. And we also have the topic, which is next steps, which I think we can also remove it out from the agenda. And probably as a wrap-up on day three, we can just talk quickly about next steps. So this way we actually have day three, which is almost fully utilized.
Right. So, one suggestion then is that we make each slot 1.5 hours rather than 2 hours.
Yeah.
And just keep it like this. And in case we need to... we run out of time. That's how it is. But I think we can still reasonably manage. So should we just reduce all the slots to 1.5 hours?
Yeah, I would suggest that. I would strongly suggest that. And I would also suggest that you keep the starting time of the meeting at 8:30, because meetings that start at 8:30, people will start walking in at 9 a.m. So if you keep it at 8:30, people will just start walking at 9 a.m.
So then let me suggest that we keep the first session for 2 hours, and we put in 8:30. But we really do mingle in first half an hour, have some coffee, and then start at around 9. Or maybe we can put in 8:45 starting time, so that we can start by 9 o'clock.
Well, I guess people on day one would be quite refreshed, and so they would just walk in on time. But probably on day two and three, they would just start postponing their arrival time.
Yeah, I think 8:45 is more suitable.
Okay.
Actually, Sally and Bahar will just address the audience like in 15 minutes. So Sally will speak for like a couple of 5 minutes, maybe. Bahar will just speak for 5 minutes. And that's it. So it's not really an opening remarks. It's just something of a formal, informal discussion, really.
Yeah. Okay. So I have first day 8:45 to 9, we have Sally and Bahar. Then 9 to 10:30, we have review of current status. And then we have break from 10:30 to
11.
And then we have 11 to 12:30 we have the second session, and then 12:30 to 1:30 we have lunch. And then from 1:30 to 3 we have the next session.
Yeah.
And then from 3 to 3:30
coffee.
We have coffee. And then we have from 3:30 to 4:05 we have last session. Yep.
Yep.
Would that work? That way we are getting done 1 hour earlier every day.
Yeah, I think that would be more reasonable for the group.
Okay. Okay, so then is that okay? So I have that. So we're starting at 9 every day, and we are finishing at 5 o'clock every day. So 9 to 5, we're working every day. Okay. So I will email this to you again with these changes right now, and we can then finalize this. Sending it out now. So you should have received it.
That's good.
Fahad?
Sorry, sir, but I... yeah, okay, so it just came in.
Okay. Okay, so any more suggestions? Or if,
yeah,
this is good, then I guess we're done.
Yeah. Yeah, this is good.
Okay. All right, so then I guess we're done.
Yep.
Just in
okay,
time
so
as well?
Yeah, just in time.
So thank you all for joining, and Fahad, maybe you know, we can share this with everybody else on the list and get their feedback.
Yeah, sure, perfect, no problem.
Yeah, okay.
So shall I send it out to them, or will you send it out to them?
Yeah, I think maybe if you do it, it's better, because it's your, I guess, taking care of the logistics and stuff.
Okay, perfect. I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, everybody, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.